Good morning. It is Friday, August 26th. I am Steve Smith. Joining me this morning from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, it's Joanne Fox. Hey there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. And we selfishly start off by pimping our own event. We here at Siouxland Public Media are inviting everyone listening tonight to join fellow Siouxland Public Media listeners tonight at Sfumato Pizzeria. Is it Carnes? And that is tonight from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. You don't have to stay the whole time. It's Siouxland Public Media Night. And our friends at Sfumato have offered to kind of help us out in a fundraiser where they're donating 10% of the take tonight to us here at Siouxland Public Media. And the band The Usual Suspects is there. There's also pizza, as you might imagine, and gelato. And
very good gelato.
Other good things. You can find details and directions to Sfumato on our webpage, which is kwit.org.
And those listening can also bring friends.
Yes.
So it's just not the listeners. It's also friends of the listeners.
Yes.
Or acquaintances. And here is another opportunity. The League of Women Voters will host an ice cream social from 5 to 7 p.m. at Latham Park this afternoon to celebrate the 96th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. Valerie Hennings, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Morningside College, will give a brief presentation on the vote, but the real draw is the ice cream social.
That is one of two ice cream socials we have on our docket.
Steve, we can never have enough ice cream socials.
The Native African Christian Fellowship is holding an African night. That'll be tonight at First United Methodist Church, or actually that'll be tomorrow, rather, from 4 to 7 p.m. There will be a festival of diversity and culture of selected African countries, especially those who are represented here in Sioux City. The program includes a parade of African nations, an exhibition of African artifacts, display of African dishes, drumming, dancing, a fashion parade, and more.
High energy, progressive bluegrass band, the Steamboat Bandits from Kansas City, will perform on Saturday at 8 o'clock at Vanguard Arts. This five-piece Steamboat Bandits play originals as well as the standards, drawing from the rich history of bluegrass music. Again, that is at Vanguard Arts, 8 o'clock. You can find more at vanguardarts.com.
Iowa Lakeside Lab is pleased to announce a series of autumn writing workshops, and the first is this coming Sunday with The Midwest, A Matter of Sight. That'll feature Minnesota poet Bill Holm Carter, who will analyze several examples of prose, then give participants a chance to write their own landscape descriptions while walking the lakeside grounds for inspiration.
That is a great road trip up there to Okoboji to be part of that
event.
Do
you participate in writers' workshops?
Not frequently because I write so much for a living. But
I suppose you're just tired of writing.
Yeah, it's kind of like anybody else. A baker doesn't want to bake, a mechanic doesn't want a mechanic, and
sure.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on, the Sioux City Conservatory of Music welcomes the Ohio-based indie pop band Digisaurus, which is kind of like Tyrannosaurus, maybe, to the grand opening of the atrium, and that's going to be on Sunday at 7 o'clock. Now, this is an all-ages show. There will also be an open house and reception for the conservatory's new cafe, clothing, furniture, and music instrument shops in Sioux City Conservatory of Music is and Pierce Street in Sioux City, 7 o'clock on Sunday.
You can check out their big expansion going on up there. Assorted Arts is the name of an exhibit by Sioux City artist Amy Foltz that'll be on display at the Tepeski Gallery of Northwestern College through the 16th of September. There is a public reception coming up on Monday evening at 7 o'clock. The show will feature prints, faceted glass windows, batiks, and small sculptures made from avocado pits.
Here's another opportunity, music at Vanguard Arts. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock, Vanguard Arts presents Hasina and the OT. This jazz quintet features Terry Brooks on piano, Justin Kaiser on trumpet, Dave Napier on bass, Fred Evans on drums, and the sultry vocal stylings of Hasina. And I'm sure listeners recognize almost all of those names, so it's quite the group. This group is going to take you on a trip through time with songs from the 30s, to songs today. That's again, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Vanguard Arts.
the All-America Concert Band, and the Sioux City Public Museum, and area auto clubs are all teaming up for their annual Ice Cream Band Jam. This is the second Ice Cream Social, which I alluded to earlier. That'll be on Wednesday, August 31st. It is a free event, which features Make Your Own Sundays before and during the 6:30 p.m. concert. There's also a car show going on with classic vehicles lined up along 4th Street. The band will perform on the plaza in front of the Sioux City Public Museum. The museum will be staying open late until 8 o'clock. The public is asked to bring lawn chairs for seating. Go to siouxcitymuseum.org if you'd like details there.
And Sundays, in case you didn't.
No, you'll make your own sundae when you're there.
When you're there. Yeah. Okay, got it.
You don't have to bring your own.
You don't have to bring.
That'll be the worst.
Just bring your seating, not the sundaes.
Just bring your chairs. Make your own sundae.
Oh, the fun never ends.
Once you get there.
Yeah. The Lus Hills Audubon Society is going to hold its regular meeting and program. That's going to be on Thursday, September 1st. Hard to get those words out. September 1st, right around the corner. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. Now, the program will feature the program is going to feature Following Flammulated Owls of the Western U.S., an Earthwatch expedition by Heather Sanders. Now, Heather is going to share her experiences as an Earthwatch volunteer. She recently traveled to Utah to assist with protection of the flammulated owl in northern Utah. Now, prior to the presentation, the public is invited to the potluck supper at 6:30, and then the program itself, 7:30, at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center.
And just a note, a programming note, we will not be carrying Cultural Continuum next weekend because there's not a whole lot going on. So we'll kind of go on to the couple of events that we do know about that are happening as we approach the Labor Day holiday, one of which is coming up on the Friday before Labor Day, the Friday of the Labor Day weekend. Lily Hyatt, she is the daughter of American singer-songwriter John Hyatt, one-time Saturday in the Park main stage guy and kind of just a legendary songwriter. Mm-hmm. And performer. Lily will be performing at Vanguard Arts on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. Lily Hyatt exhibits a biting sense of humor in her own feisty, rough-around-the-edges style of songwriting. Go to vanguardarts.com for more information.
And as Steve said, Labor Day weekend's coming up. And, of course, Labor Day is in the same phrase as Art Splash, and that is September 3 and 4, that's Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. It is, again, at Riverside Park, and honestly, dozens of artists, all kinds of wares, and then there are, of course, chances to create your own art, and the food just goes on and on. Live music, Chad Elliott, the Titans of Industry, 35th and Taylor, they're all going to take the main stage at one time or another, and if you're a kid, or if you're a kid at heart, The Amazing Arthur, always fun, Poppin' Penelope, Rainbow Trout and Friends. It's just a great 2 days of fun and activities, and we're hoping that the weather will cooperate.
Well, we certainly do. And that will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Again, we do have that event happening tonight at Sfumato Pizzeria, so just want to invite everyone. Make sure everyone feels welcome to that. That's again tonight from 5 to 9 at Sfumato Pizza. It's Siouxland Public Media Night. If you have an event that you would like to hear about next time around on Cultural Continuum, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. We're going to leave you here with Lily Hyatt. She will be performing next week, as we mentioned earlier. For my co-host, Joanne Fox, I'm Steve Smith.